access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. When you made it, you got your access here. Woohoo! We're inside the exciting place to be. Hello, Noemi.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, everyone. The access is always, it's always such a gift, you know, and we all can have access. It's just that we don't know how to have access, but we can definitely all have access. And that is something the divine wants for us. The divine wants all of us to have access and not just some special people. And so that's what we're here to help. Yes. everybody,
you know, when they do that draw and they say call in the radio station to get your key to see if that's the one that will unlock the door, you know, to the new house that they want or something, but this time everybody gets a key.
Which is good, because I never win those things.
Because you already know that you have it. That's right. So hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm here with my lovely, lovely channeler co-host, Noemi Grace.
Hello.
And today, we've chosen a very powerful theme. And I think it's because we can feel that even listeners are ready to move forward. Like, we were floating around the word clarity, like how to gain clarity around something, how to get clear on things, you know, get a little help and guidance. And we've been like fast tracked, I think, into the theme of certainty. And let's strong certainty. Like, everybody, if you thought, oh, you know what, I do have clarity, I get what's going on, I'm just not certain about something. But then when you finally have that certainty, you can do what? You can move forward. So Noemi's been chatting away with Source up there. And I always say up there. Do you picture it being up there?
Well, so it's very interesting because, yes, up, but not up there, just up. Just, you know, like in the same room with me. So not up at the far reaches of the galaxy or the universe or someplace like that. So in the same room with me, but elevated. You know, higher consciousness, higher accessibility. And so when I hear them talking, and I do hear a feminine voice and a masculine voice, and a lot of times, you know, yeah, but they talk together, so it's unison. And but a lot of times I'm hearing to the left, a more feminine voice, and sometimes when I really need to hear it strongly, I'm hearing it to the right, more masculine voice. And that's, I didn't make that up. That's just how I perceive it. And, right. You know, we all perceive in our own way. So, however someone else perceives. And so I wrote this beautiful book that was so life-changing for me. An Intimate Dialogue with God, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love. And so, you know, when I perceive and communicate and listen and hear the divine, it's in these sentences, paragraphs, messages. And so you get these words like certainty, you know, you had the consumed word, you know, you get words that are so powerful, and that's your gift of just, it's so distilled into the essence of a word that has so much, carries so much weight and so much profoundness to it. So we all have our own way. And, you know, even though I'm channeling here, it's for viewers, for listeners to realize that a lot of times the theme is something that you have intuited, that you have downloaded for yourself, is something that you've been really resonating with. The theme of the show is often chosen by you, Lisa, because not by you, by the divine through you, right? The divine is talking to you about the theme. So I usually go, like, what do you, what word are you getting? You know? So I ask, what word you're getting.
Oh, well, thank you for listening, first of all. That's nice of you, too, because sometimes we can, this is going to be such a great show. I feel like this next hour will be very powerful for many, because I love that you just shared that maybe, you know what, you know, Noemi is able to get dialogue, an intimate dialogue with God, and I'm getting a word, but I love that you said distilled into its essence, because really, we can get a lot of stuff, but it comes down to a vibration. It's that vibration that we are acting upon, that we're standing on and putting out to the world. And that's, I love that you said that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, shall I dive in and do a little bit of a reading? Yeah. Yes. So just to give all of the listeners a flavor of this wonderful book, I just read a couple paragraphs every time and we'll go from there. And so in holding certainty in awareness. Firstly, I went to my book and I opened it up on Word to see if there was that word, and there wasn't that word. But I got acceptance, which is mentioned so many times in my book, because the starting point, if we're not in acceptance, if we're rejecting, which means we're resisting and we're rejecting. And so when we're in that, we're not going to be able to have that certainty. We might have some clarity, but we'll also have doubt mixed in with it. And that certainty is the clarity without the doubt. It's just that clear vibration, that clear knowing, that clear resonance. So I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs here from page 96 to 97. Every problem has a solution that can open your life and bring deeper happiness. But you cannot perceive the solution in non-love and unacceptance. The way to stop living the same patterns is to love yourself and choose what is self-loving. But first, you must stop resisting and rejecting yourself in judgment. Then you can learn to accept yourself and what is. And as you do, you open the door to new possibilities and choices, circumstances, and the people and events in your life. You cannot accept your life if you do not accept yourself. Acceptance embraces life. Embrace yourself by accepting yourself first. This embrace transforms all resistance, rejection, and judgment, and empowers you to break out of the limitations and patterns that keep you stuck. From here, anything is possible. Acceptance is the power to change. In acceptance, you first change yourself as you release self-judgment and rejection. From there, you have the power to change the rest of your life. Your vision opens to a new panorama of possibilities you never saw before then. You become a new person. See like life anew and break out of boundaries you assumed you could not change. In acceptance, the power of change is at your fingertips and is linked to the power of choice. More choices are available to you and more things are possible. You break out of the limitations you believed your whole life with unconditional self-love and self-acceptance.
I love that. What feels to me like an oxymoron, that acceptance is the power to change. I feel like acceptance and change are such don't belong in the same circle. But I can see now from hearing those words that I love these. So when we're aware, so we accept. So we're aware of what we're accepting, and that gives us the power to change?
Well, in the acceptance, we let go of the judgment of what is, what we don't like, but how it should be, because that's how it should be is also a judgment, because that means it's not how it should be. We let go of the resistance that we have, right? There's this, that, you know, there's that serenity prayer that they talk about, accept the things you cannot change. And in that acceptance, that's where you no longer resist, you no longer reject, you no longer judge. So it's like a blank slate now. You're not carrying all that baggage and all, because all of that resistance and rejection and judgment is doing a couple things that are not helpful for you. One of it is that it's pushing, you're putting a lot of energy pushing away what you don't want. You're trying to, but it's like pushing on a brick wall. It's not going anywhere because you're so focused on it. And in that, you're also then blocking yourself off, right? It talked about in acceptance, you can see a panorama of possibilities. I love that. You never saw before. And so you're limited because you're focusing on what you don't, on what you're judging, what you're resisting, what you're rejecting. And so in that place, even if you try to have some clarity about moving forward, moving on, you're losing so much of your awareness to the stuff you don't want, to the stuff that's here that you can't embrace. And so, embracing what is, it's just that desire to embrace what is, what started me on this journey is a very powerful thing. It doesn't mean that you say what is the best thing that there is on the planet, and I can't possibly want anything more because this is so perfect, but it's, you let go of the resistance, you let go of the rejection, you let go of the judgment. And those are the antithesis of acceptance, the opposite of acceptance. And when you accept, you let go of that baggage. And so that's why you can change so easily. Without acceptance, you're dragging all that baggage. You're trying to make a change, but you've got the ball and chain, and it's really heavy, and it's taking a lot of energy away from you.
Yes, you know what? I love that you use the analogy about a brick wall. You're pushing it away, like stay away, keep away, but yet you, like, that brick wall is just going to be a little stronger than you, and you're going to use up a lot of energy pushing that away. I this is such a perfect time for me to bring this up. I'm so glad we're talking about this today. Last night, a situation came up. I thought I understood some details, and then as the details came in further, and I accepted something, like for real accepted, like said yes. And then the details came in and I went, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. That's not for me. No. And then I started judging and rejecting, like, oh, my gosh, maybe I should. I was doubting myself, like, because I had certainty, like, oh, no. But then that doubt went, well, maybe I should, you know. And then I was really struggling back and forth with it. And I can see what you're saying. I was pushing that brick wall, like, well, I don't like this about that. I don't like that. Oh, my gosh, what did I say yes to? And I can't do this. And it's a real scary place for anybody to be in when they have a clear, resounding, with certainty, no. But then they're like, oh, should I say yes? So is there an area there that we should be accepting our original thought or accepting the situation to be?
Well, accept what is, right? So accept your original thoughts, accept the original judgment, the original positive thought, whatever it is. It's learning to accept it all. And it doesn't mean, I think people resist acceptance because it's the idea, it's almost like forgiving the unforgivable or something like that, you know, where it's people think, oh, I can't accept this because it's not okay. Well, if you're not accepting that this is happening right now and this is the reality you're living in this moment of time, that you're spending a lot of energy resisting it, rejecting it, judging it, blaming it, guilting, shaming, all of that. And so all of that mass of stuff is just really causing the thing that's already the circumstance or the situation that's already difficult to become that much more difficult. So we add to it's like adding fuel to the fire, you know, because we add to it with all this other stuff. And life sometimes is hard. So accepting what is doesn't mean like, okay, you know, life's going to be great, because sometimes life is hard. Sometimes we don't know why things happen, and we have losses and things like that that come. But learning to accept that, which means you're not resisting it, you're not pushing it away, you're just going, okay. And sometimes I say, I really don't like this, but yeah, okay. But here it is. I'm not going to spend more energy. Like, I'll give myself that little pocket of time to not like it and to even acknowledge that I don't like it. I don't like this. Okay.
Yes. I call that.
Now I said it.
Tantrum.
Now I can. Yeah. Oh, sometimes that can be very cathartic and very therapeutic. You know, you have that little temper tantrum. No, 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 no. And then you can release it. Because, I mean, sometimes we do need to have that. We're human. Sometimes we need to throw that, I can't believe this is happening, you know, ah, And then yes. just kind of letting it go. And then for me personally is learning to see the gift in all of any challenge. So it's learning to see that there is a gift there. What is the gift here in this?
Is, you know, so, and once we see that, that's where we come full circle to change. Like right now, I would love everybody to think of a situation in their life that they really, maybe like it's highlighting, I would like a change in this area. I would like to, whether it's physical change or situational change, relationship change, it doesn't matter, like a habit change, it's all these things, mindset change. If you guys could grab onto that, we've got a minute before we go to the break, but I want everybody to really find what you're doing, because Noemi, when we do come back, we're going to be talking, yes, you're going to be channeling and talking to Source and asking that big question around what's our best route to certainty, how important it is, like what does Source have to share with us about certainty so that we can have experience that change?
Okay.
Yes, you get ready. So we'll be back right after the commercials, guys. Come back so we can help and assist you and facilitate the change that you're looking for with certainty here on Access to Angels and Grace.
Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Is eager to help you and give you clarity. You only need to be willing to ask your burning question and listen to the answer Source wants you to have. As a channeler of divine messages, I take your questions directly to the divine and hear what Source is longing to tell you. I'm Noemi Grace, and my co-host Lisa Berry and I welcome you to join us as a listener or caller on Access to Angels and Grace, two Wednesdays a month. Call in, ask your most burning questions, hear the divine's exact words giving you guidance and clarity. Access to Angels and Grace, where messages of joy await you.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to Source. Hello, Noemi.
I'm excited too. And one thing you said at the beginning that I've been chatting it up with Source about this, and actually I don't.
Oh.
I purposely choose not to until the show, so that I can be as surprised as everyone else. But then it also gives me it prevents me from getting to my head, and not in a bad way, but in a way of like, oh, and this reminds me of that, and oh, I can add this to it and add that. And so it's the freshness of it, knowing. I kind of hold it in my heart. I hold certainty, the word that you you download. I hold that in my heart, and then I let it sit there and do what it does, whatever that is. And then when we come together with Source in this special place and time, then I ask. So I'm going to ask now.
All right. Okay, guys. So just as we asked everybody to come, think of something that you would love to see some change in your life, something different, something new, something that's going to actually remove you from a struggle, or just the next step that's exciting and fun. So I'll leave that to you, Noemi.
Okay. All right. And this is just such a great topic. And so in case anyone's listening for the first time, I get silent for a few seconds, and then I open, or I should say deepen the connection with Source, with the Divine, and then I'll ask the question, and then listen, and then the Divine will start speaking. So, going into silence now. Hello, Divine. Hello, Source. So grateful to have this connection and this opportunity to help the listeners to share something that will help them about certainty. So what Lisa's question that I wrote down was, what is our best route to certainty so we can experience the change that we're longing for, that we're looking for? And so whatever you can do, tell us, that will help us kind of short circuit all of the non-helpful stuff and get to that best route. We're pleased with this question. We're pleased that you are here asking this question, because it is a vitally important question for all of you. Certainty is something that is present with all of you, and no matter how confused you are, the voice of certainty is vibrating, is resonating, is echoing within you. And yet the confusion speaks louder, and so it creates that uncertainty. And so the clarity that you have then becomes clouded clarity, and then it eventually becomes unclarity. And so certainty is firstly for you to remember that you have the certainty within you. You do not need to look outside of you for that certainty. You do not need to go ask this one and that professional and that expert and your parents and your spouse and your friend and your kids and all of those. Now, you may share with them your certainty, but you do not need to ask their opinion or their permission about what it is that you're requesting. And so the first thing is, it's not out there, it's inside. It's inside you. And how do you access that? One of the greatest ways is first through meditation. Become silent in meditation. Sit with yourself in meditation. And we are there too. We're not far away. We never are. But in meditation, it's as if you can reach us with your arm. We're that close. So sitting with the silence of the meditation, not even with the question necessarily, but just be going into the stillness, the still place. There's a phrase in the Bible that says, be still and know that I am God. And that we say, be still and know God. You cannot know God so well in the din, in the noise, in the cacophony of the voices that are going on in your mind. Moving into the stillness, moving into that silence, and then allowing your awareness to expand from that still place to what the small, still small voice is saying inside of you. That voice of knowing, it doesn't scream. It doesn't, if it's crowded with voices in there, it doesn't climb over the other voices and scream at the top of its lungs. It's still and strong. and resonant, and you can hear it. So the first thing is knowing the answer is inside of you. That certainty, there is a place where certainty lives inside of you. It has an address inside of you. And so the more, whatever form of meditation you like, whatever works for you, as long as you can get still. So even if you do a guided meditation, rest in that quiet place when you're done so that you can be in a still place without a lot of voices and knowing that that certainty is inside you. So that's number one. Number two is recognize the voice of doubt when it shows up. When the voice of doubt shows up, it is louder. It can be agitated. It is insistent. It's a whole different vibration. And that is the voice of doubt that's rooted in fear. And the voice of certainty is rooted in love. And they are very different. So when those what ifs or I don't know or oh, I don't think you think you can do that. Come on, or whatever it is that comes in that creates that doubt for you, recognize that and own that that is not your voice. Recognize that this is the voice of the fearful ego. You all have an ego within you that helps you on your life's journey, but it also hinders you. And so to understand, are you in the help or the hindrance? And when that voice of doubt shows up, create time to go into that silent place again and get back to the certainty. Retrieve the certainty from there. Maybe you can't do it in that moment, but you can do it in the breath. Breathing in divine love and divine light and allowing the exhale to expel everything that's incompatible with love and light, and breathing in certainty and that clarity, and allowing the exhale to expel the confusion, the doubt, all of the angst that you may feel, all of the that unraveling that happens on the inside. The certainty is like a place that's solid and strong within you. It is a strong foundation. It is like a rock in a way. And all of that doubt that comes in and the questioning, it is an unraveling. And so standing on that rock of certainty and allowing yourself to trust. And that is the next step. You must trust. You can be super certain, but if you take no steps, it means partially that you do not trust. So then you're not so super certain. You become somewhat uncertain and unwilling. Trusting that what you are know for sure is what's best for you. Trusting in that and trusting yourself. And to trust yourself, you must become trustworthy to yourself. Keep your commitments to yourself. A lot of you can keep commitments to other people much, much more consistently than you keep your commitments to yourself. Keep those commitments. Become trustworthy to yourself, and then you can trust when you have that inner voice that says, this is it. This is what must be. And you have that knowing within your body because your body knows. The mind is confused often, but the body is clear often. Even if you have ailments in your body knows. Learning to trust that as well. And we are putting a lot in this message, but learning to see how, when you hold that certainty, where do you feel it in your body? How does that feel? What is that vibration? What is that resonance of certainty? And then standing in doubt, where do you feel that? How does that feel? Which feels better? We can tell you for sure it's the certainty. And then allowing yourself to trust because you have become trustworthy to yourself. And embracing willingness because change always needs willingness. Embracing that willingness. Change doesn't happen if you're not willing. So you may be certain that, okay, you need to take this new job opportunity and it's moving you across the country and you have that certainty, but you're not willing to do that. We're not judging that. We're just saying, okay, then that certainty will not manifest into the change. And you have that choice. We don't judge it. You have free will. You can have certainty and not choose. But if you want to experience something new, something more, to become more of the truth of who you are, to become the higher vibration of your true self, then you must be willing. And so these are a lot of components, and we could have a whole day of messages on each one of these. But this path to certainty starts within and lies within and is available to every one of you. And for now, we are complete. Namaste.
Whew, that was a lot.
That was a lot. My goodness. I was trying to remember it all. So when I'm channeling it, I'm hearing it. And when it gets to be a lot, I can't remember it all. So I come out, the channeling is done and I remember pieces of it, but it's...
Well,
it's,
that's why you have me here, so I can take notes. No,
oh, that's good, because I can't, yes, if I take notes, I'm out of the channel. So.
Yes, I do love, and I wonder if everybody caught this, that the picture I chose to represent today's show is a man and a woman crossing a river on stones, and they had to take a step. And so they had to stand on the rock of certainty. I know this one holds me securely. And with certainty they could, and they were supporting each other as they crossed. So I thought that was beautiful that was mentioned in there, standing on the rock of certainty. Yes.
How wonderful. And see, again, that's your intuition when you choose the picture. You know when you see it, and it's like that's the one when you choose the picture or the image for the show. And so that's beautiful. I had forgotten that you had put that there, but yes, standing on the rock of certainty, it's like it's a solid place. And so
I love that it came through that this was the big one to me. Certainty is calm yet strong. And you're right, because when I felt that moment of I knew for certain what I wanted to do and how I felt, it was calm. It was very strong, but it was calm. Whereas when my doubt came up, oh, it was loud and insistent, as you said, you know, and it was my ego coming up and doing a lot of resistance and a lot of that. But yeah, that was what, oh, imagine that. Was divine right?
Well, and the ego voice is really a loud voice, because ego has a lot of attachment to what it has to say. So it's, you know, the stillness. You know, that I love that boy, that I guess, what is it? A verse from the Bible, be still and know that I am God. And just that stillness, that quietness is there where you know, and it's be still and know. So it's also knowing is in that stillness. And so it's really just that place. It's so amazes me how often it comes back to what's inside of us. That we really do have what we need inside of us, but we can't access it. So going back to the A word, we can't access it necessarily because, one, we haven't learned, and two, there may be a lot of stuff in the way, you know, of our ability to access it.
I think that's one of the biggest things. And, you know, when I was growing up, I was really lucky to have parents that would, if I was going through anything, well, because we would go through things, we're growing up, and they would just say, well, why don't you just talk it out? And it wasn't that they, like, I just needed to get there, and I had a support and that little guidance, but it was them just listening to me and allowing me to find out what my certainty was around a situation.
That's beautiful. I mean, every time you talk about your parents, when I've heard you, I mean, I haven't heard you talk about them that often, but I've heard, watched videos and different things of you, and it's just, they're really a gift.
And I'm so glad you, okay, that raises a question here. The people we surround ourselves with, the people that we, maybe by choice or not, maybe we work somewhere and we really don't have a choice who are the people are that we work with. can our certainty be, because if our certainty is inside us, but then we have a lot of people around us, whether they are supportive or unsupportive, how do we stay? Oh, we should talk about, we'll talk about consistency after the break. But in this particular instance, what about the people around us and their egos and their certainty? Can it ruffle us? Can it shake us?
Well, so just doing a quick check here, but it will ruffle the ego. Right? The ego. So sometimes, it's like the ego, you can think of the ego as some kind of bird with feathers. I don't know, sometimes. But, there's a lot of different metaphors for the ego, but it will ruffle the ego. But the true self, right? They talked about the true self, the truest truth of who we are does get ruffled because it knows. Because we know who we really are deep down inside doesn't get ruffled. But that would be great. Another great show, actually, just to how to be with ruffling people, the rufflers, those that just go and take your feathers and start, rubbing them in the wrong direction,
Yeah.
How to be with rufflers,
The rufflers, because they're so cute. But you're right. Yes, you're right.
That's what they said. So now that I'm sort of connected, yes. So now that I've deepened the connection, I can hear them, but sometimes I'm talking and they're talking and it becomes a little much. So I have to get silent so that I could hear them because they're talking at the same time I'm talking. And when I say they, the divine for me is oneness. It is right. That eternal oneness that is that greatness, that great oneness. And so it's for me, it's they rather than he or she, yes, or whatever, or me, it's they. And sometimes
I'm so glad that we have they on our side here, which they always are, because when we come back after commercial break, we are going to jump into ask them about how to build that trust that we have within ourselves and have it consistently. So when we come back on Access to Angels and Grace with Noemi Grace and Lisa Berry.
Being a radio host on IOM-FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
So glad we're back, because a lot of people come up with a thing and annoy me. They say, you know what? I've done that. I've experienced it. I listened, but gosh, I'm just not consistent in that at all. And I just don't know how to be consistent, like in a lot of things. I mean, we they call it a habit, but okay. Actually, my important question to you, Noemi, as a psychotherapist, is what is the difference between consistency and habit? Is there?
As a psychotherapist. Okay. So divine, I won't ask you.
That's yours. That's your question.
This is a Noemi question, huh? So, well, a habit is something we do consistently. Okay, so they're talking. A habit is something you do consistently, but it may not have consciousness to it. And when you want the consistency that creates change, you need consciousness. You need to be conscious of what you're doing and do it consciously. Habits, people have habits, they pick their skin, they do things out of anxiety that they may not even be conscious that they're doing. And so when you are consistently conscious in a habit, now that is how you can create change. People commit to going to the gym, especially soon after the new year, and or some kind of a workout routine, and it doesn't have the consciousness necessarily with it. It has that, oh, I really should vibration. It has that kind of level of commitment. And so without that consciousness of, I love myself so much, and I want to be fitter because my body's not as happy as it could be. My body is feeling dragged down or slowed, or I'm having trouble keeping up. I'm breathing heavily, and I really want to take care of myself. So when you talk in that kind of a way and you make that conscious consistency, that is so much easier to keep. And so that's why it's hard to develop new habits for many people, because there isn't the consistency, but the consistency comes as you do the habit over and over again. But it is not of consciousness. It is not conscious. It is, I ate too much over the holidays, so I should work out. And so I'm supposed to, and I really should. And yep, it's January, it's time to work out, and things like that. And so because there isn't that consciousness, the consistency doesn't get established in the habit. And so it is important to seek that consistency. We're glad you heard the word, Lisa. We're glad you heard that word, because consistency, conscious consistency, produces change. Ooh, habits are often unconscious. So that was a great question.
Huh. Yes, okay. I'm glad Sor stepped in. Conscious consistency produces change. I like that. That's a good one.
And we can even call it conscious consistency creates change. It can be all C's.
Yes. I had a little thing going there, and I went, all right, you've heard enough of my little alliterations going on. Well, actually, you made me think of something fun for New Year's. We could call it, instead of New Year's resolutions, it should be, are you going to choose your New Year's ego resolution or your soul solution? Aha!
Ooh, look at you downloading, girl.
I'm in a still place I'm able to receive.
Which is great.
Yes, and I'm so glad that consciousness, to make a conscious choice, and it's not just like listening to the ego for the conscious choice, but listen to you. What is my soul asking for? What is the change that my soul would love to experience to get to the higher self? Do we become our higher selves, or do we step into our higher selves? Are we getting there?
We are. That's the truth of who we are. So we become who we are, who we really are, because we've become what we really are not. You know, we've become the persona, the mask that we put on. We've become the person who's been wounded and traumatized, and we've become the person who is just trying to survive and coping, and all of that is not who we really are.
A big moment actually for me. You just helped define higher self, the truth of who we really are.
Yes, and which so many of us don't know what it is. You know, when I first started communicating with the divine, and they told me I was a gracious, that I'm a gracious, loving presence. I wanted to barf. I was like, that's not me. I can never tell anyone that. And of course, then it's in my books, and I've told a lot of people that, but it was just like, I can't say that. So the divine really liked your question before the break about, how do you build the trust within us? So just make sure that we have like 2 minutes at the end. I want to say something about the next show and my special offer. You can do the thing if we're getting
okay. All right.
if the divine, because I close my eyes. And when we do the Facebook Live, and to talk about that too, next week's Facebook Live.
You are trusting me right now to do this, so I shall.
Oh, I trust you. Of course I trust you. Why would I do this with you if I didn't trust you? That would be foolish. Yeah, so let's do 3 minutes. Okay. And the divine knows and all of this stuff. My eyes are closed. So you and the divine are gonna let me know when it's time to say, okay, divine, hurry up.
Okay.
They're laughing. Divine, the source has such a great sense of humor. So I just took a swig of water and now we're gonna go into how to build the trust within us and access it consistently. Okay. Hi, Divine. I know you're ready. We are eager to answer this question. Because we, as your source, have been observing you all for so long, and how few trust yourselves. And then there are those who trust themselves but are not trustworthy to themselves. So it is an arrogance of ego trust, and it is not true trust. True trust is when you know within yourself that the choices that you make will be for your highest good, that they will turn out well, even if they don't turn out the way you want, and even if it seems to you that they're turning out poorly at the beginning, because you understand that you knew with certainty, you knew that this was what was best for you. And you may have had an expectation or a picture, an image of how it would turn out, how it would evolve, and it turns out differently. And yet, when you know, you can then, with eagerness and open arms, anticipate and wait for the gift in all of it, especially when it seems to not go your way, when it seems to go awry. There is a gift. When you knew that this was it and you followed, there is the gift in it, and then trust in it. And so, as we mentioned earlier, to all of you, you must become trustworthy to yourselves. Stop lying to yourselves. And this is not often an intentional lie. It's not a malicious lie, but you don't tell yourselves the truth. Start to be honest with yourself and start to do it in a way of non-judgment. If you can be honest with yourself in a way of acceptance, in a way that has no judgment attached to it and no resistance attached to it, be honest with yourself. So you'll put your foot in your mouth again. Okay, it happens. You're human. Be honest. Own those things you call mistakes, those things that we use for your betterment and your transformation, if you are willing. Those things that you call mistakes are just new avenues for transformation, new avenues to open up to new opportunities, new possibilities, new ways of being, and new ways of becoming yourself. And so own that. We say, own it all. You do not need to tell yourself it's somebody else's fault, because that's what victims do. And you do not need to beat yourself up either. That's not owning. Owning is accepting. It is a place of just acknowledging. It is a place of acknowledging without judgment. Can you acknowledge, okay, didn't think before I spoke that, and the other person seemed like their feelings were hurt. And so, oh, I said something mean, and I didn't mean to be mean. Can you acknowledge that? Not just like, I wasn't mean, or, well, I didn't mean to be mean, so, oh, well, it wasn't my, just acknowledge it. No diminishment, no augmentation, just acknowledge. Start telling yourself the truth. And as we mentioned earlier, start being consistent in your commitments to yourself. Start making commitments to yourself, because that is how you develop that consistency, and that's how you develop trust. When you keep your commitments, you become trustworthy. So some of you don't make any commitments to yourself, so that way you kind of avoid the whole thing. You circumvent it, you circumnavigate it, but to make commitment to yourself, because you deserve that, because you are so deserving of all the good things in life, and you are so deserving of love, and you are deserving of your own love. Make commitments to yourself that are positive and empowering out of love, and keep those commitments. And when you don't keep the commitment, be honest with yourself. Don't diminish it and rationalize it and explain it away, but be honest with yourself and say, okay, so yes, I was committed to taking care of my fitness, and I have been sitting watching, binge watching. We are fascinated with this binge watching that you do. Binge watching, eating chips on the sofa. It's okay. Be honest with yourself, and then say, but I committed to myself that I would eat consciously and I would eat healthily. So then choose something else. Choose something that your body will be happy with, and not your wounded ego, not that part of you that feels unloved, that will take the chips on the sofa as love. And so there's so much here to say. Building that core foundation of trust within yourself, talking back to that rock again, it is the rock of certainty, but there's also a rock. When you are that rock within yourself and you are standing on the truth of who you are, that truth is the rock. You know it. You will know the truth of who you are when you can trust yourself, because when you cannot trust yourself, then you will judge and you will explain away and you will minimize and defend against anything that is said that can be positive and powerful for you. And so we ask you to learn to treat yourself with the respect that you deserve and that you look to others to receive. Treat yourself with that respect. Be respectful, be trustworthy, be honest. Do all of these things. When you are in that place of certainty and honesty within yourself, you can start to trust yourself. And the more that you develop that trustworthy through your actions and in your communication with yourself, the more that you do that, the more you become trustworthy to yourself. And then you can trust that place that of certainty within yourself. And we are complete. We have heard Lisa's clearing of the throat. And we look forward to our next opportunity to connect. Mm. Namaste.
Mm. Oh, thank you, the divine.
Thank you, thank you. It's just so much fun. It is really a pleasure. And
well, Noemi, I have to say that I love what Source had shared, because it's a beautiful way to go into this, is that it is about starting to make a commitment, whether it's small or big, to yourself, and that you deserve to own that love. And there's a way to do this. There's one way, which I would love to make this invitation to everybody, is to join us next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for a new DIY do-it-yourself access. And that's where Noemi is going to. We're going to be on Facebook Live. You can tune into us. We'll put the event out. And that's where we'll help you. Like, Noemi's going to help you to how to follow through and with that commitment that you've made with yourself. So she's going to be teaching you that on the DIY Facebook Face Live next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Or you can also take advantage of a special offer that Noemi's going to share with us.
Yeah, so in this last couple of shows, it's been mostly Lisa and I, and we've been answering some general questions. But if you listen to our earlier shows, I was channeling answers to people's burning questions about what's relevant for them. And so for any listeners, I have a special offer on my website, which is noemigrace.com, N-O-E-M-I, Grace, G-R-A-C-E.com, /access, because our show is Access to Angels and Grace. And so if there's something that you would like to have an answer to, either something you're struggling with or a next step that you're trying to figure out, you can find all that there. And you can also give it as a gift. And so, and our next, I know we're running out of time here, but our next show is going to be something related to angels, because Lisa has been divining that for a while. And so it's holiday time. So we will be, it's going to be related to angels. I don't know if it's us talking to angels or angels talking to us, but it will be something wonderful.
Oh, I'm so excited. So excited. I think, yes, that's going to be like the Christmas angel for me. Oh, thank you. And I just to highlight that that is a wonderful thing. If the session may not be for you guys, it could be a gift. And 'tis the holiday season. And I think that to be able to offer clarity, support, guidance to as a gift, I think that's just an awesome, thoughtful thing from the heart. So thank you, everybody, for listening, joining us with us. And thank you so much, Noemi Grace, for deepening your channel with Source for us to be able to hear.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.
You guys. Okay, everybody, next Wednesday, Facebook Live. That's us, and that's you, DIY Access. Okay.
Yes, Home Times Magazine Facebook page.
Yes, thank you. Okay, bye, Noemi. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.